It was a few years ago that Seattle-based Mars Hill Church was one of the fastest-growing evangelical churches in the country. They had 15 churches in 5 states, and controversial founding pastor Mark Driscoll got national attention for combining a hipster style with a conservative Christian message. But recently, Mars Hill announced that it will close 3 campuses due to financial woes, and Mark Driscoll has stepped away for a break from the church after accusations of ungodly behavior from former members and church elders. For a deeper look inside Mars Hill, Jeannie Yandel spoke to Jeff Bettger. He joined Mars Hill Church back in 1997, became a church elder and pastor. Bettger explained why, after 16 years, he finally had to leave Mars Hill and what drew him to the church in the first place.
I used to play in rock bands, punk rock bands specifically, and we were specifically over the top about sex and drugs, and we just swore a lot. And my bands were always not Christian enough for the Christians and too Christian for the non-Christians, and so I was always in that paradigm. And being a Christian and doing that in around 1999, I actually worked for the church and was still in – I was still in that band. And, I mean, people would come out to our shows, and nobody ever said anything. I mean, that was a solidifying moment that this is my family, to not question my faith, to have a bunch of Christians not ever question my faith or integrity of belief or anything while you're doing stuff that is traditionally taboo for Christians to be involved with or do, brought a lot of solidarity and a lot of, it felt like a family.
I'm talking with Jeff Bettger. He was part of Mars Hill Church and became a deacon and elder. He and his family left in November 2013, and we're talking about what it meant to find a place that felt like home and then having to make the decision to leave and why. So when was the first time that you started questioning what was happening at Mars Hill, that you started questioning it as your home?
Yeah, the very first time was in 2002. I was working there, as I said, and Mars Hill wanted to do this all-ages music venue, and it was great. And I ended up running it for a season. Some other people did before me, and I was booking some shows, and somehow it was advocated for me to get a job, which I needed. I had just gotten married, and I was doing that pretty much full-time and working another job full-time. And then Mars Hill got this new building in Ballard, and I got laid off in that process, and I just assumed that since it was a church that we'd take care of our own and that we would, that I'd probably be reallocated into a different position or something. And that never happened. I got let go. That was the first time I started questioning this really being a family that takes care and loves its own. But in that, that's only the sort of church polity and the leadership and the way that they did things. I had already a huge group of friends that was close to us and that we had hung out with, and a lot of them I played music with, and we'd go to shows, and when we had our first daughter, we had about 2 months worth of dinners every night that people cooked and would bring to us, and leftovers and all. It was crazy. So we were really being loved by a community of people who really authentically cared for us. And it had nothing to do with the leadership that kept us around. It was that.
So, Jeff, even with that community that you're describing, when did you realize that Mars Hill became a place that you couldn't stay?
August of 2013, I found out then about the Results Source campaign that they did, which is where they had paid a marketing firm to help to get one of the books that Mark had written onto the New York Times bestseller list.
I need to interrupt. When you say Mark, you're talking about Mark Driscoll, the founding pastor of Mars Hill Church, and Mars Hill paid to get one of the books that Mark Driscoll wrote on the New York Times bestseller list.
I mean, we didn't even know they were using the Results Source campaign, and I was a pastor there. We were asked to pray that it would get on the New York Times bestseller. We were asked to pray. And yet they had plans already to buy their way on. And I tried to look into it, and I was basically told, you don't know both sides of the story. It's regular business practice. Basically, like, I should trust the leadership. And without being called a gossip, I was asked a question the way that I was talking about it, whether or not it was gossip. And there was some other things that had went down earlier that year, and I was really questioning. My friend was let go, or he resigned, actually. My friend Tim Gatos resigned from being a campus pastor and was treated really terribly. It was like a frog in boiling water. It was like everything just boiled up, and I realized at one point, I need to get out or I will die. Like, I couldn't in good conscience, spiritually, with my understanding of my faith and the way it works, be there anymore.
Jeff, you and your family were at Mars Hill Church for 16 years. You left in November 2013. Knowing what you know now about Mars Hill Church, would you do it over again? Would you be part of Mars Hill Church again?
I would. For those years of my life, I would. The people that I met, the opportunities that I had, the things I got to do, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. It was beautiful, and I've learned a lot post Mars Hill and coming from there. And there's more solidarity now with a lot of people who are in similar positions with their life being sort of shaken up by evangelical Christianity. This story isn't a Mars Hill story. This is a story of evangelical Christianity. You can see this narrative running through all of it across the whole country and probably world, but I know mostly from the whole country. It's being shaken by a lot of things, and people are questioning using business as a model for church, and people are kind of going back to old ways of orthodoxy and Catholicism and interesting thought, even church polity and politics. The ways of being an independent Christian are kind of coming to an end.
But I have to ask the question, given that Mars Hill has been so in the news lately, all of these things are coming out about finances and everything else. What do you think about all of that?
It's hard to be a part of something that seemed so innocent and seemed so beautiful and new and deep with faith and good intention. It's sad. I don't like it, and I wish it would stop. And I wish they would just make the changes that need to be made. And it's confusing. I don't even know if me doing something like this is going to add to that and continue it, or if it's going to... My hope is that it will build solidarity for those who are there, that those who have left understand that what they're going through. It wasn't easy for any of us to leave. We understand why people stay. It's because of the community that you don't experience very many other places at that deep level, but I'm just starting to experience it, that community again with other people. And it is different. It's not the same. It's different. I want people to know and understand this could happen to anyone. Anybody can find relationship with people and solidarity and love from and find themselves in something that you just no longer resonate with, or it was different than what you thought it was. And that's okay. It's not just even an evangelical Christian thing. It could happen in any context.
Jeff Bettger, a member of the Mars Hill Church from 1997 to November 2013. He was a pastor and an elder at Mars Hill his last 2 years there. He was speaking to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.